All right. So I had an expectation that somebody that was doing the fourth trap. Would be coming to talk about car hacking, but I don't believe that he has arrived yet, which is disappointing. I'm catching up on the IRC. It's quite a conversation. You should actually come join it. 2600net, /radio-thatler. And if you complain about me saying that it's a hash, well, I can say crunch. If that would make you feel better. Or Octothorpe. I could say Octothorpe. It's a fun word to say, Octothorpe. Yes, that is correct. So there is live video streams of the talks. And you can also listen to Radio Statler. You could guess, which I would prefer that you do. I'm going to hit some buttons, and maybe make it a little quieter. I don't think that actually did much of anything at all, but I think that's okay. So the talks themselves are streamed, and Radio Statler is streamed. And we're all streaming together in the stream of consciousness that I'm currently using to fill this dead air. But it's not really dead air, is it? No, not if I continue to talk and make things up to say. So, how are you doing today? Oh, somebody wants me to introduce myself. Who is speaking now? I am Beaches. I am the production director for Radio Statler, which means that pretty much all of the things that occur on air have been scheduled by me and been recommended. We have a couple of people that help find content, but at the end of the day, when things happen is usually my responsibility. And by usually, I mean, like, it's my responsibility. word up. Okay, so I actually do have, I'm going to look up what I wrote about myself in the speakers, because I am actually a speaker. Well, Citadel says, I'd like to at least be able to call into your show, Beaches, sometime, and just share myself. Currently, we do not have the ability to do call-ins, as we do not have a phone in the booth. I just realized that it's 2:30. We should be able to purchase a phone someplace, but even then, I'm not sure we'll have an outside number. But if you are actually present at the Hope Conference, I'm also present at the Hope Conference, as is the booth. The booth is also present at the Hope Conference, in the mezzanine behind security, and near the chill space. How do I expect people to do shows without the phone call-in? I expect them to come to the booth. There's some temporary setups that for phones, I believe. But really, the intention behind Radio Statler is to share the experience of being at Hope for those who cannot be at Hope. Though, if you're in the conference and you feel like you need to take a shower and don't want to feel like you're going to miss out being on the mezzanine, you can also listen to us while you're away from the Hope Conference. Maybe you want to go get some food, but you don't really want to leave. Well, you can bring us up on your cellular device. Radio.hope.net. Click on Listen. So there are many ways, Citadel, for people to reach out to us that are not at the con. We are on the Twitters at Radio Statler. We're also on IRC, and IRC should be monitored while people are inside the booth. If we get an outside line set up, we'll try to get something like that, but you should put pictures of the booth on Twitter if you get a chance. Yes. Give me a second. I will put up a photo. I'm still looking for... I think I'm near the beginning, because B is by the beginning. Beaches. Beaches was first introduced to the computer as a small child. A couple of decades later, he went to Hope No. 9, where he worked on Radio Statler doing the audio archiving. For some reason, he was asked to stick around. He is currently tasked with directing the production of content for Radio Statler. Let me take a photo. I wonder if I can do a panorama. Does Twitter support the panoramas? Let me see. Every time I tell my phone that I want to do a panorama, it explains to me how to do a panorama. It's preparing the panorama. Okay, now, let me see how Twitter handles large images. It's loading. I'm currently on the cheapest phone you can possibly buy at Target, so everything runs a little slow. Please bear with me. Look at that. I have notifications. Somebody says we need to stay properly hydrated, and that we need more Club Mate. I had a second bottle in the wings, waiting. All right. Twitter is fun. Well, maybe fun. It depends. Typing is hard. I use, I use a keyboard where it doesn't do gesture typing. Every time that I get mentioned on Twitter, or anytime I get a notification, I get a notification from the Twitter app, the Google Voice app, and my SMS app. I think that was probably too much information. Let me see. Yeah, so with regards to having a phone, actually they run a PBX. So there's all local, and then it's always one of the projects to get everything all up and running. And then... It always becomes a project that nobody has all the time in the world for, sadly. So, stuff gets set up. I'm also here in spirit, but also physically. So, so, I should tell a joke. What would be a good joke? I have a joke. I have a joke about a penguin. It's kind of a Shaggy Dog story. I have a couple of jokes about a penguin. Or several penguins, as it might be. They're all Shaggy Dog stories. There's one thing that you'll know if they let me blather on for too long by myself. I really like Shaggy Dog stories. And what the best part is I have nobody looking at me telling me with that disappointment in their face, telling me to stop. Though, I mean, I'm on IRC, and you can tell me if you don't want. If you want me to stop, just say so. Dude, yell at someone walking by and ask them how much fun they're having so far. The booth is a little enclosed, and I'm kind of attached directly to it, or to the thing. The only way that I could go and yell at somebody would be if I were to remove my headphones and leave you all alone and unattended. If somebody's at the disinformation desk, I think that somebody might hear, depending on whether or not the radio stream is actually working. I have a little dongle that's plugged into a Raspberry Pi. So, there's this penguin. And he gets a last-minute call late at night from his boss. You see, this penguin works as an IT, right? And there's an emergency situation, and he needs to go on site to a very important customer. So his boss calls him late at night and says, "Hey, we've booked a plane. You're leaving early in the morning. You need to be at the airport. You need to pack up. You need to go. Because this customer can't have any more downtime, and you're the only one that can fix it." So the penguin hangs up the phone with his boss, and he sighs. And he gets a duffel bag, and he starts putting some clothing into it, grabbing a cell phone charger, his work laptop, toiletries, you know, the stuff that you need when you go and travel. He gets it all together, gets in the car, drives over to the airport, puts in the long-term parking, because it's going to be a heck of a problem. So he puts it in the long-term parking, grabs his bags out of the back. Gets on the shuttle, gets driven to the... gets driven over to the terminal, and he has to go through security. Because, you know, everybody has to go through security. So, he has his duffel bag, his carry-on. He gets in the security line. It's long. It's very long. They only have two people, and it's very backed up. It's early in the morning, but, you know, that's just how it is. Just a lot of people. And he has to sit there. He has to wait. He has to wait. Slowly making progress. He takes off his penguin shoes. He's carrying them. One flipper. His duffel bag. The other one. He's moving along the line, finally. He gets his bag in the beltway, going through the x-ray machine. There's a little baggie of toiletries, that quart bag, clear quart bag, pulled out so they can look at it. And he's about to step through the back scatter trace, put his flippers up above his head, when he gets pulled aside. For for his special screening. And they look at him. He's like, I have a very important... The Penguin, he looks at that TSA agent and he says, "She's just like, I have a very important meeting. I can't be detained. I don't know what the problem is. Everything is, you know, I have all my stuff. I have my little court bag. It's very important. I'm very tired. It's early in the morning. It's been a long time. I have a long day ahead of me. What is the issue?" And the TSA looks at him and says, "Well, I hate to inform you, but penguins can't fly." I like that joke. I think it's a good joke. Dot tumbleweed. Is it a good joke? Is it really a good joke? Are you sure? Oh, man. So Johnny Christmas is on the way. He was delayed earlier, but he should be here eventually. Supposedly, we should actually have at 3 o'clock coming up, which is about 6 minutes, Phone Losers of America. Mildred Monday Strikes Back, Part 1 of the Cactus Expanded Universe. I believe that Side Pocket and some of the Phone Losers of America will be online. Freaked is getting some popcorn, and I don't blame him. It should be pretty fun. They're a fun group. After that, actually, I'm pretty excited. Tea Prophet. I don't know if you guys should read 2600. Does everybody, do our listeners read 2600 magazine? Maybe. I would hope so. Tea Prophet. Woo, 2600! Yeehaw! Yeah. So, Tea Prophet wanted to come in. He's come on before. I like having him on. He's a nice guy to talk to. He's very personable. Has a lot of really good stories. And he wants to talk about travel hacking. Now, not only is he a travel hacker, he also likes... So when he travels, he's interested in what stuff people in other countries are using. Yeah, there are a ton of Phone Losers of America bits, but if we just wait 4 minutes, maybe. Assuming that everything goes as scheduled, which there's no ever guarantee of things going on schedule. But why would we listen to stuff that they've done before when we're going to get new stuff? New stuff. Isn't that exciting? New stuff. I hear the foam. Somebody has entered the booth. They're coming right at me. Oh, no. Oh, no, they're coming right at me. Hi, Darko.
Just filling some air?
Yeah, I'm filling some air. We were supposed to have somebody come and talk about... how to borrow a car.
They didn't show up?
I don't think they showed up.
Maybe the police got involved when they borrowed a car.
That might be true. You know, you could talk into the microphone so the people could actually hear you.
I could. So maybe the police got involved.
You have to make love to the microphone. You have to be, like, right up on it.
I have, like, 2 minutes, so. Put you PLA
outside. PLA should be now-ish. Is Side Pocket here? You seem unconvinced as to whether Side Pocket is here. Okay. But yeah, PLA guys can come in. I think that's good. That was something Side Pocket was going to set up, so I don't know what... Side Pocket was going to set that up in the sense that he has a plan, and I don't know what that plan is.
Okay.
But
But you can come hang out while we wait for Side Pocket to arrive.